Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network on our monthly update on agricultural history. Once again, joined by Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney. Dr. Vail, tell us a little bit about how agrarianism in the early republic and its origins of the idea that rural knowledge is crucial to creating the nation really helped to found the earliest origins of the United States with July 4th just passed.
Well, this month is an important concept, especially in terms of where we live in Nebraska and the Great Plains, but this idea of agrarianism and rural knowledge and the value of understanding one's own land and landscapes and the relationships therein goes back to the early moments of the Republic. And again, there's an origin notion of a rural knowledge that is crucial, not just to farming, but larger ideas about democracy. And so members of the founding generation, like Thomas Jefferson, like George Washington, obviously they were agrarians, they had farms, and they also crafted a sort of an ideological, political argument that said that a democracy was best when it was founded by members who had this type of knowledge, a rural knowledge that's directly related to where they live, and it had a lot to do with agriculture. And so that is a key component to the early republic, sort of the foundational concepts that still, I think at least, follow us through today.
And along with that, Dr. Vail, tell us about the role of self-sufficiency and science, two key aspects that many in the Midwest attribute themselves to.
Well, most would be more familiar probably with the ideas of self-sufficiency in agrarianism and agrarian cultures, rural places. The ability for a local community to be semi-self-sufficient, and also later, especially in the 1900s, when that changes with industrialization, with sort of the shift from a rural agrarian society to an urban industrial one, right? So those ideas in the culture in rural places, and also there's a tension there. But agrarianism, one of the hallmarks is this idea of a self-sufficient society, the ability for local people to have an understanding on their own terms about the place in which they live and how to produce on their own land. But also, interestingly, there's also an embrace of science, of what would become ecology and ultimately agricultural sciences, which span the gamut of, like, with application to ranching, with crop production, with weeds science, and the different topics go on and on. So those are two sort of tent pegs, if you will, of this larger notion of agrarianism, self-sufficiency and agricultural science.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us once again for a monthly update in Ag History. Dr. Vail, as if President Abraham Lincoln wasn't a stellar enough individual leading us through the Civil War, he also had a number of contributions that didn't have a whole lot to do with the war itself. The expansion of railroads to the West, the passage of the Homestead Act, and of course the passage of and the idea of land-grant institutions.
Absolutely, and it's a really good point because in a lot of ways you can find agrarianism in all of those things that you just mentioned, but certainly the notions of agricultural science and local knowledge connecting ultimately more and more to a scientific expertise, all of that is in the land-grant idea that Lincoln is founding throughout the Civil War. I should also just say that agrarianism has sort of another problematic side, right, and this happened more in the southern states in the lead-up and through the Civil War, but a lot of Southern politicians used agrarianism as an argument to keep slavery as an institution alive. And so you can sort of see, again, this concept of agrarianism has both positive and negative aspects to it. And you can see that also in Lincoln, right, trying to negotiate the issues around slavery and the Civil War, but also something like its role in helping found the land-grant ideal.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. Other than the obvious, what else has happened in the nation's history here in July?
Well, we're going to go back all the way to 1821, July 1821, and Thomas Jefferson, he's in his post-presidency at this point, and about 5 years or so from his death, he's corresponding with Thomas Mann Randolph, who would ultimately serve in the House of Representatives and also as Virginia governor, but he's corresponding with Randolph, and they're both talking about the value of raising children on farms as a means of good citizenship in a democracy later, and I just think think that that is a key concept of this notion of agrarianism and other things that we've talked about before about the role of agricultural society, at least how Jefferson and others of the founding generation saw it in terms of what rural life meant for the nation.
That was Dr. David Vail, Associate Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for a monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.